My name is Carla Simmons. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from Chapter 3 of my memoir, In Progress. The first message I had ever received from God came when I was 5 years old. I had won a goldfish at the Gwinnett County Fair, where I lived with my grandparents in Metro Atlanta. They had bought a tank for my fish, along with colorful pebbles to fill the bottom, a few plastic bundles of seagrass, and a water filter that gently hummed and produced a stream of bubbles to the surface. I named the fish Yo-Yo in honor of my newest obsession, and it was my job to go into the kitchen and sprinkle a pinch of funny-smelling flakes into the water each evening. One night, as I approached the tank, I knew something was wrong. Yo-Yo was usually gliding through the grass or swimming along the clear glass perimeter of her home. Close up, I saw that my fish was floating on the top of the water, bobbing gently with the motion caused by the filter. I ran for help, sensing something was very off. My grandmother came and quickly assessed the situation. She kneeled down from my level beside the tank and helped me make the connection between what I had been learning in Sunday school about Jesus and what had happened to my fish. She explained that Yo-Yo had gone to heaven and we could be happy, not sad, because my fish was now with God. Sensing my confusion, because Yo-Yo's body was clearly floating there beside us and I was old enough to understand objects can't be in two places at once, she had an idea. My grandmother went to a drawer beside the kitchen sink and pulled out a metal spoon. She scooped Yo-Yo from the water and took my hand, leading me out into the porch. There, she took her finger to the tip of the spoon and flicked the fish high into the night sky, out of sight, into the darkness. Despite the good news, and that we had witnessed Yo-Yo go to heaven, I was still sad, but satisfied that the story made sense. My grandparents drained the tank and put the components in a box in the garage. 2 days later, I was playing in our big fenced-in backyard, and across the green, thick grass of spring, I saw a glimmer of gold. I ran over to investigate what I already knew in my heart I would find, but I wasn't prepared for the sight. Yo-Yo was there, bloated, dirty, missing an eye, and covered in ants. His fear soaked into my bones, and I concluded that one of two things had occurred. One, my innocent pet had been rejected from heaven and plummeted back to earth. Or two, there was no God or heaven at all. As I stood over my first encounter with death, I knew either way, I was no longer open to stories of the afterlife. From then on, I was only interested in facts. I had a wild imagination, but drew a clear line between fantasy and real life when it came to religion. Everything supernatural landed on the fantasy side, where it made for a good story, but nothing more.